And now on Radio 4, it's time to make yourself a nice cup of tea, smother a slice of toast in beef extract, and pop your teeth back in, Doris, if you don't mind, as once again we join the show business legend, raconteur, after-dinner speaker, and friend of the famous, Count Arthur Strong. In a recent poll of people who have famous friends, Count Arthur was right up there in 57th equal, sandwiched between Ethelred the Unready and Hilda Baker. Join him now for this week's instalment of
Count Arthur Strong's radio show.
Life is the name of the game. I wanna play the game with you. All right. How's the number 31 been?
Well, not while I've been studying.
Well, how long have you been studying? I'm not a mind reader.
About 5 minutes.
What time is it, do you know?
It's nearly 9:45.
Nearly 9:45? That's a bit vague, isn't it?
Well, it's about 16 minutes to then.
Nearly? About? Not while I've been studying? Oh, no, that won't do.
What are you talking about, it won't do?
Listen, if I was to project the knock-on effect of you telling me the wrong time, in 10 years, I could be waiting for a bus in February that I came out in January for.
What?
You don't hear them at Cape Carnival when they're doing the countdown saying, nearly five, nearly four, nearly three, nearly two, nearly one, blast off-ish. Eh? If they don't get that side of things right, the space shuffle could overshoot the moon. And then where would they be? In Deep Space Nine, being spat out of the business end of a black hole with Alex Guinness Book waving a lightsaber at you and shouting, use the fork, Luke. Use your fork. And that could be you that's caused that with your laxative attitude to telling the time. Let's just hope NASA are able to compensate for your shortcomings and goings.
I don't have anything to do with NASA.
The point I'm making is, a minute this end could be light years the other end, if you could measure it. I don't expect you know what a protractor is, do you?
I do. I used one at school.
Oh, congratulations. Have you got it with you?
No. I haven't been to school for 30-odd years.
Oh, I see. Playing truant, are we?
I'm 48.
Well, you should know better then. It's disgraceful, that, being that old and bunking off. You should be setting an example at your age. Oh, look, that's the third 31 that's gone the other way. It's ridiculous. I want to be at the market for 10 o'clock. I'll miss all the bargains.
Well, you should be on the other side of the road then. You're going the opposite way on this side. This side takes you out of town.
Oh, for crying out loud. That's twice I've done that. It's because they've knocked that filling station down. I always use that as a birthmark, a skid mark. Landfill. Just missed three buses now with that and you distracting me. As a member of NASA, I should have thought you had better things to do. And it will take me half an hour to get across this sodden road. Dear, oh dear. I've had to go right up to the bloody Penguin Crossing. It's disgraceful they don't have a crossing whenever I want to cross the road.
Hello, Arthur.
What are you doing here, Geoffrey?
I'm waiting for a bus.
Has a 31 gone past?
Not while I've been studying.
Oh, don't start all that up again. I've had enough of that with the director of NASA over the road.
Enough of what?
All that missing the moon and playing truant. You live in cloud cuckoo clock, you lot.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've not said anything about the moon.
They ought to ban all the traffic. I don't know how they expect you to get across the road. Then there's all the pollution and the price of petrol. It's ridiculous. If they took all the cars off the roads, petrol would be much cheaper, you know. Then more people could drive because they'd be able to afford it.
Oh, that's clever.
Yes, thank you. It is clever. Oh, for crying out loud. How much longer? I could do with the toilet now on top of everything else. And when I have to go, I have to go. My bladder is slave to no man, especially not me. Listen, you, I'm just going to go into this optician's here and use the facilities. If the bus comes, make it wait. I won't be a minute.
What do you mean, make it wait? How am I going to do that?
I don't know. Use your brain for once. Don't throw it all back at me. You've got to learn to think for yourself, Geoffrey. Be a team player and obey orders. After all, Geoffrey, there's no me in I. Right, let's get in here.
Good morning.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Are you all right?
Yes. Before I choose my frames, where's your toilet?
I'm afraid we don't have one.
What do you mean you don't have one? What do? Go outside with a shovel and dig a hole?
We have a staff toilet. We don't have a customer's toilet.
Sod it. Listen, I don't want to use your toilet. I'm from the Good Food Guide.
The Good Food Guide?
Well, whatever the toilet equivalent one's called. The Good Flush Guide. I'm here to give your lavatory a rating. Did you not get the letter? Where is it? Through there?
You can't go in there.
Oh, don't worry. You'll get a diploma if you like what I see in your toilet. Oh, that's much better. Thank you.
I thought you didn't want to use it.
I wasn't using it. I was testing the flush. It's a very important part of my duties.
And how was it?
Well, the flush had a very good downward action. I couldn't fault that. So you scored highly on that front. But I'm afraid the reset was rather slow, so you lost some points there.
Right. So that goes in a book, does it?
Oh, yes. And I really shouldn't be telling you this, but confidentially, between me, you and the compost... You scored a total of 7.5 points out of a possible about 10. So you should be very pleased about that. And you can be fairly confident you'll make the next guide. Feel free to put that on your sign. All the best. Right, let's get this bloody bus caught. Oh, for crying out loud, it's there. Stop! 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 You stupid bus! Where's that idiot, Geoffrey? And then I came out of the optician's and there was another bloody bus pulling away like a giant red woodlouse. It's as if they know, Jerry.
So you're not going to the market now?
No, all the bargains will be long gone. And I point blank refuse to buy anything which isn't a bargain. I'll tell you another thing. It's the last time I'm using the bus, or missing the bus, or acknowledging the existence of buses.
We're going to walk everywhere, then?
Me? Walk? Oh, no. I haven't got the legs for walking. No. I'm going to get my minx out.
You what?
My Hillman minx.
You still got that?
It's in my garage.
How long is it since it was going? It must be years.
The royal wedding.
Which one, Victoria?
No. Charles and, Lady Daphne. They didn't have cars in Victoria's day. It was horse and carts and sedan chairs. Don't you know your history?
I was joking.
Well, did they have cars? When was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Was that in Victoria's time?
Well, that wasn't a real car.
It was. I've seen the film. It starred Dick Van Dyke in it. Oh, yes. Way ahead of its time, a flying car. And I tell you something, his paintings are selling for a pound or two as well. They've got one in the poster shop in the arcade. £2.99. He must be raking it in, Greg Dyke Damvan. You know who I mean. He does that thing in the afternoons where he's a detective doctor. Diagnosis dead.
Is it roadworthy?
Oh, they're built to last, the Hillman mixes are. Not like cars today, all made out of plastic and Lego. The Hillman Minx is the Rolls Royce of the car world.
Have you still got your driving licence?
Of course I've still got my driving licence. It's my idea if I'm ever asked to prove my age when I'm buying alcohol or mint imperials.
You'll have to sort insurance out and all that.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. Well, I'll go into one of the shops on the high street and get a quote. I mean, they're bound to do a good deal for someone of my experience. Let's face it. I haven't had an accident for 30 years. And the accidents I had before that, most of them weren't my fault. And the injuries and fatalities were nothing much to speak of. Oh, I tell you, you can't buy the kind of experience that I have experience of. Oh, hello. Here he is. Here he is, Jerry. Santa's little helper. Did you have a nice time at the market? Have a nice bus ride, Geoffrey, did you?
I asked him if he'd wait for you.
And?
He said he couldn't keep the bus waiting because some idiot was on the toilet.
And I don't suppose it occurred to you to tell him who the idiot was, did it?
No.
Well, there you are, then. He'd have stopped if he'd known it was an idiot of my calibre.
Can I get a cup of tea to say sorry, Arthur?
Yes. And you can get me a sausage sandwich. If you're going to apologise, you can do it properly. With food. Nothing says sorry with more clarity than a sausage. I'll be over there with her. Good morning.
Oh, hello, Arthur.
What are you doing?
I'm looking through some holiday brochures.
What for? Oh, Spain. You don't want to go there, Sally.
Why?
Costa del Crime, isn't it? Oh, they're all there. Raymond Briggs, the Cray sisters, the Beverly sisters, brothers, twins, Beverly twins. Oh, you know how I mean. The two in the pop group that did the film. They used to dress up like pirates.
You mean Spandau Ballet?
That's him. Spandau Barry and his brother. Spandau the other one.
They didn't dress up like pirates. They were new romantics.
Were they? Well, they're not what I'd call a pop group. I'll tell you that for nothing. Not like Freddie Mercury and the Dreamers. You were made for me. And don't pretend that you don't know. That is a proper pop song, that is. And do you know what the hallmark of a proper song is? You can remember it years after, like Happy Birthday. Happy birthday to you. No crib for a bed. See? I can't remember a single word that the Cray Twins ballet dancer thing sang. No, I'd give Spain a wide berth if I was you. You don't want that lot wailing at you morning, noon and night.
They don't live in Spain, Spandau Ballet.
That's where Hermann Hesse was, you know, Spandau. It was a notorious prison, that was. It was one of those prisons where they wouldn't let you out. Why anyone would want to go there on holiday, let alone do a ballet about it, is a mystery to me.
I were only looking.
Well, if you're thinking of going abroad, have you considered Anglesey?
That's not abroad.
I think you'll find Anglepoy is in Wales, Sally. They've got their own language, their own, dragon, everything.
Hello, Sally. What are you talking about?
Whether Anglesey's a foreign country.
Oh, Anglesey's in Wales.
See, I told you. Is that my tea?
Yes.
Right.
What are you up to today?
I'm going to get my car insured.
Oh, have you got a new car?
No.
What car are you getting insured then?
My old one. I'm getting it out of the garage. Oh, yes, I'm dusting my minx off. I'll soon have it purring again like a well-oiled car.
Have you still got a driving licence?
Of course I've still got a driving licence. Why is everybody asking me that? A driving licence is like Christmas. It lasts a lifetime.
Don't they make some people take their test again if they haven't driven for a long time?
Well, they won't be doing that to me. And if they did, I would relish the opportunity to show them my prowess behind the wheel. That's something you'd never forget. You'd never lose that. Driving a car is like crashing into a bike. Or knowing where you were when President Kennedy landed on the moon. I presume my sausage sandwich apology is following, Geoffrey.
Yes.
What's a sausage sandwich apology?
It's because he was supposed to get the bus to wait for me whilst I was rating the toilet in the optician's. When I'd finished abluting, the bus had been and gone with him on it. A sausage sandwich is a more tangible way of apologising. Otherwise, it's just empty words. It's much more heartfelt when it's a sausage.
Is it?
Yes, it is. By rights, he should be taking me to a restaurant. You've got off lightly there, you have.
Here we are, one sausage sandwich.
Thank you, Jerry. Now, if you don't mind, can I have a bit of space and a bit of quiet while I eat Geoffrey's apologetic sausage?
Good morning, or should I say good afternoon now?
Don't you know?
I meant it's just 12 o'clock, isn't it? So is it morning or is it afternoon? Can be a bit of a grey area, can't it?
Ooh, that's not a very good start, is it, if you don't know whether it's morning or afternoon?
Well, I just meant it's kind of neither one thing nor another. I think you've taken me too literally.
Well, how do you want to be taken? You know, when it comes to your insurance policies, you're a bit more on your balls.
I was just being slightly jocular.
Oh, were you? Well, if I want a cabaret act, I'll get tickets for Jimmy Tarbuck, thank you. I don't come in here for that. You haven't even got a bar, have you? You can't watch cabaret without a drink. You haven't even offered me one. You've not thought any aspect of that through, have you?
Yes, right. So how can I help you?
I've come in for a quote.
For?
Insurance.
Oh, well, you've come to the right place.
I know I've come to the right place. You've got a big sign outside. Is there something wrong with you? Have you been off work and come back too soon?
What kind of insurance would you like a quote for, sir?
I want insurance for my minx.
Oh, what's that? Sounds like an animal.
An animal? Are you doing your act again?
Would you like to take a seat? I have to ask you some questions and then hopefully we can sort your quote out.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Right, let's take a few details. Title?
Of me or the car?
Of you?
Put yes.
What do you mean, put yes?
I mean, I have got a title.
Is it Mr., Mrs., Miss, Ms., or other?
It's other, isn't it?
Name?
Of me or the car?
You, your name.
It's Count Arthur Strong, isn't it? As if you didn't know. Oh, you're playing it down, but I did see the look of recognition flickered across your face. I expect you still have to ask, though, don't you? Because it's all got to be official, hasn't it, when you're doing a form? I commend you for that.
Date of birth. Of you, not your car.
Well, now, that depends whether you take my mother's word for it or my Auntie Irene's. It's the 1.5 litre. Put that down. Four cylinders, overhead, water-cooled, you know, with the normal aspirator and drum brakes. It'll do 0 to 60 in 25.4 seconds. The good cars, you know. I bought it outright with my money from Bridge Up the River Kwai.
Well, I think that's...
The 7-inch ground clearance on the Minx, you know. You wouldn't think that to look at it, would you?
Fascinating. Just getting you a quote now.
You'd think it was more. I went for the Series 3 because the Series 2 didn't have a handbrake. Well, the one that showed me didn't. Well, I couldn't find it if it did.
Right, it's coming up at £615.40.
What?
£615.40.
How much?
£615.
You don't need to say it again. £618.74. That's more than the bloody car costs. I thought it'd be about £30 or £40. I haven't had an accident for 30 years, remember?
You haven't driven for 30 years.
Exactly. I've got 30 years no claims bonus there for a start, haven't I?
Well, it's because of what you put on the form. You said one of the country's best loved entertainers, after dinner speakers, ventriloquist act, celebrity chef and mind reader. There are different rates for people in your profession.
Why?
Well, the example we give is you might have, say, Terry Wogan in your car, and if we have to settle a claim involving someone like him in the event of an injury, it could potentially cost a lot of money in his lost earnings.
Well, I'll tell you what, do me another quote without Wogan in the car. See how much that comes to then.
No, you misunderstand.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't misunderstand. I haven't a clue what you're talking about.
Exactly.
All right, clever Dick, I'll run the salient points of what you said back to you. You're saying my insurance costs, though it was something like £956, including Terry Wogan in the car.
No.
Listen, did you or did you not say my quote cost a lot because Wogan was in the car?
I did,
right,
but...
Right, thank you. Now I'm saying give me a quote without him in the bloody car. It's quite straightforward. I presume Wogan comes as an optional add-on.
Look, forget Terry Wogan.
I can't forget him. He's sat in the back sucking my barley sugars, giving it all that, isn't he? It's ridiculous I have to pay out hundreds because of him. Never heard anything like it. I'm already paying his wages through my free television licence. Perhaps you want me to accompany him to the supermarket and pay for his weekly shop as well. Push his trolley round for him, pay all his fines at the library. Hey, would my quote be less then? Dear, oh dear. Oh, I've had enough of this. Here, yeah, I know what. If I get a signed avocado, oh, for bloody David, off Wogan, countersigned by me, saying that under no circumstances will I have him in the car, front, back, boot, or on the bloody roof rack. Will that do you?
I don't know what to say to you anymore.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. And listen, I shouldn't be having to do all your legwork for you. As scandalous as this, mind you, I suppose that's how you make your money, you lot, isn't it, eh? You think people will give up if you throw enough confusion and red tape at them? Well, you've backed a loser there, haven't you, with me?
Definitely.
Listen, put my quote on hold, you. I'm going to have it out with Wogan once and for all. Don't know how much bloody longer I'm going to have to wait out here for Wogan to turn up. Sodding commissionaire not letting me in. I can remember when who you were counted for something.
All right.
Yes, thank you. I am all right.
Who are you waiting to see?
I'm waiting to see Terry Wogan, if it's any of your business.
I'm waiting to get Kylie Minogue's autograph.
Good for you.
She's on Jules Holland's show tonight.
Yes, well, I shouldn't be waiting out here with people like you. There's been some mix-up with them on the desk. They claim they don't know who I am.
Who are you?
Oh, very original. You've probably got my autograph in that book of yours. I do sign quite a few.
I haven't.
Well, give it me here then. Come on.
Hey!
What's your name?
It's Anne. But I don't
to
want your...
Anne. Fond regards from your old pal, Count Arthur Strong. There you are. Your collection is complete. Now, if you don't mind, I'll move away from you. It's nothing personal. I just don't want to be confused for an autograph hunter. Glad to have made your day. Oh, it's quite touching to be asked for my autograph again. It's such a small thing to do as well, and it does make them happy.
Hey, you. I don't want you trying to get near again. I told you once. Move on.
Oh, keep your hair on. No offence. You're victimising me, you are. I don't see you moving her on over there.
Who?
That idiot over there. She's waiting for someone from Holland. Tiny Chinook.
Just you stay away from those doors.
Do you want a spade, you?
What?
To dig yourself a bigger hole with. You might find yourself out of a job next time I have supper with the David Attenborough brothers. Good day. Bloody Jobsworth. I say, he's a Jobsworth on the door, isn't he? Kojak.
He's always been very nice to me. I often chat to him.
Oh, do you? Have you got Clodagh Rogers' autograph yet, then?
Who? Oh, do you mean Kylie Minogue?
Near enough.
Not yet. Oh, I've got some coffee in my flask. Would you like a cup?
You've not got anything stronger, have you?
No.
Well, it's a good job I have, then. I'll stick some of this in it. I'd offer you some, but you look like you might go a bit giddy with a nip of drink in you. Bottoms up. And I said, put your money away, Lord Delphont. This next one's on me. Oh, we laughed about that.
Excuse me, but...
Oh, they have a pedigree as a family, that lot. Light entertainment royalty. I won't have a word said against them, except about the Persuaders, which was factually incorrect from start to finish and back again. Now, Tony Curtis, I knew him before he did On the Buses, you know.
Have you seen...
Yes, he had a variety act, and I'll never forget. He used to get a crossbow. No, that wasn't Tony Curtis. What are you talking about? Which one was married to Dorothy Squires? Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter. Whichever of them it was would shoot a pigeon with a crossbow, and it would turn into a handkerchief. Oh, yes, then he'd blow his nose on it. The handkerchief, not the pigeon. You can't blow your nose on a pigeon. Doesn't matter how soft and absorbent the feathers feel as they caress your nose and upper lip, leaving no unsightly residue. Blimey, is there none of my drink left? Someone has knocked a hole in that.
Look, I've been trying to tell you, that's Terry Wogan in that car.
What? Where? Get out the way. Wogan! Wogan! Over here! Wogan! 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 Over here! Wogan! Press! Wogan! Oh, he's coming over! Look, hey, he must have recognised me. Here, watch this. Hello, Trevor. Lovely to see you again. I'd never miss a show. How's the wife and kids, Trevor?
It's Terry.
Where? Where's Terry?
No, I'm Terry. Terry Wogan. You were shouting me. This is an autograph you're after.
Well, not an autograph per se, Wogan. I'll call you that if you don't mind. Then there's no confusion about what your first name is. But, you know, being more on your side of the tent, as it were, I tend to dispense autographs rather than the other way round. In fact, I've just signed this autograph nutter's little book, Hunter's little book, haven't I? Show Mr. Wogan my signature you pleaded with me to do. Oh, here, give me it. There it is, that one. That's me.
Count Arthur Strong. Very good. So, why did you call me across?
Well, I don't want your autograph, but I do want your signature.
Why?
I've had a quote for having you in my minx, and frankly, it's too expensive with you in it.
What minx? What's a minx?
A minx. A Hillman minx.
Look, what is it you're asking me?
I want you to sign a disclaimer saying you won't get in my car. What's the matter with you? You must have to do this all the time.
I've never done it. Why would I?
I don't know. For the commission.
What commission?
Don't tell me you're not on commission.
Look, is this some sort of joke? Has someone put you up to this? Ken Bruce?
Ken Bruce? What are you talking about her for? Can you just focus on the issue at hand, please? I've got to get back to the insurance place before they shut with this.
Look, I have no idea what on earth you're talking about. I'm not going to sign any disclaimer. I don't even know who you are.
Oh, hello. Jealousy, isn't it? I thought there was something behind all this I couldn't quite put my finger on.
I'm really going to have to go now.
Well, call it an autograph then, if you'd prefer that.
I'm in an awful hurry. Lovely to meet you.
Won't take you a minute. Oi! Oi! Wogan! 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 Sign my thing!
Are you bothering Sir Terry? I'll sort him out. I've had my eye on him. Right, you.
Oh, for crying out loud, he's got it in for me, he has. Wogan, come back and sign my paper! Trevor!
Stay there, you.
You're joking. You'll have to chase me. You'll never take me alive. I can move like Greek lightning. Hey!
Can you get a bus into town from here?
Yes, but you'd need to be on the other side of the road. Oh, look, there's one leaving now.
Oh, for crying out loud! Bloody buses!
Appearing with Count Arthur Strong were Mel Gedroych, Alistair Kerr and Dave Mountfield. The script was written by Steve Delaney and edited by Graham Duff. Count Arthur Strong's radio show was recorded live at the Dance House Manchester, is produced by John Leonard and is a joint Comedia Entertainment and Smooth Operations production.